You're listening to SBS News.
Kazakhstan is the ninth largest country in the world, bordering Russia to the north and China to the east, with extensive oil reserves that make it strategically and economically important. Protests began there on Sunday, at first denouncing the doubling of prices for liquefied gas in the country. The price of gas, which is widely used for cooking and heating, doubled to the equivalent of 27 cents per litre, a significant increase in a country where the minimum wage is $98 a month. The protests began in Zanaozen, a city in the west where government resentment was strong in the wake of a 2011 strike by oil workers, where at least 15 people were fatally shot by police. They spread across the country in the following days, and on Tuesday, large demonstrations broke out in Nur-Sultan and in Almaty, the former capital. But the protests have quickly turned violent. Police dispersed a demonstration of around 1,000 people in Almaty, detaining some of the protesters. Riot police fired tear gas grenades at a throng of demonstrators in the capital, Nur-Sultan, by the third day of protests. Water cannons were deployed in the freezing weather, as well as concussion grenades. Reports have emerged of protesters storming the presidential palace and the mayor's office, setting both of them on fire. The Kazakh Interior Ministry says 8 police officers and National Guard members were killed in the unrest and more than 300 injured. No figures on civilian casualties have been released. Part of the reason for the intensity, size, and rapid spread of the protests is that although they began over a near doubling of gas prices, they actually reflect wider discontent in the country that has been under the rule of the same party since gaining independence from the Soviet Union in 1991. Protesters have been chanting against President Kasym Jomart Tokayev's predecessor, Nursultan Nazarbayev. Nazarbayev retained wide power despite quitting in 2019 after a nearly three-decade rule. The cabinet has resigned in response to the unrest, and Nazarbayev has been removed as head of the powerful Security Council. But it's done little to quieten things down in a country where Nazarbayev and his family are still believed to have so much political and economic influence. Kazakhstan President Tokayev at first appealed directly to the protesters to stop what they were doing.
Dear compatriots, I urge you once again to see reason and not to react to provocations from inside and outside, to the euphoria of rallies and permissiveness. Calls to attack office spaces of civilian and military authorities are absolutely illegal. This is the crime followed by punishment.
Such appeals proved ineffective, and now the president has vowed to use harsher measures. He's declared a 2-week state of emergency for the whole country, expanding one that had been announced for both the capital of Nur-Sultan and the largest city of Almaty. That imposed an overnight curfew and restricted movement into and around the urban areas. Tokayev has also called on other countries in the Collective Security Treaty Organization, an alliance of ex-Soviet states, including Russia, for assistance in restoring order. But it was not clear what measures he was asking for. And he has taken a different tone when talking about the protesters themselves.
The high level of organization by the thugs attracts attention. It demonstrates a carefully thought-out plan of actions of financially motivated conspirators, specifically conspirators. Therefore, as the head of the country and the chairman of the Security Council, from today, I intend to act with maximum severity regarding lawbreakers. This is a question of the security of our citizens, who sent me numerous requests to protect their lives and the lives of their families.
The United Nations has now stepped in to urge restraint and calm. Spokesperson for the UN Secretary-General, Stefan Dujarric, says they're watching the situation carefully.
Following with concern and are monitoring the situation in Kazakhstan, I think it's very important for all involved in these current events to exercise restraint, refrain from violence, and promote dialogue in addressing all of the pertinent issues.
Deborah Grawk, SBS News.